Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Welcome back, darlings. I hope you are all ready for story time this week. Our story takes place primarily in the winter of 1697 to 1698. See, there was a woman who lived south of Leonardstown in the New England area, in Maryland in particular, in what is known as St. Mary's County today. And the town considered this woman the witch in the woods. She lived on the very edge of town in a small cabin, small cottage that bordered the town and the forest. Her name was Moll Dyer. Now, Moll, during the summer, was seen either foraging in the forest for herbs. She was known as a herbalist, or would occasionally beg from the townsfolk for whatever they could spare. Unfortunately, because she was an older woman living near the woods and was flat out known as the witch in the woods, most of her neighbors dare not refuse her. This unfortunately all came to a head, and the peaceful, passive-aggressive living conditions ended in the winter of 1697 into 1698 because there had been a plague of flu that had been going around St. Mary's County. And in addition to a number of deaths within the population of the flu, a large amount of livestock and cattle also dropped and passed. The townsfolk, absolutely terrified and horrified by the circumstances that were happening, came to only one logical conclusion. It must be the witch. It must be Moll. We have displeased her somehow, and she cannot get away with this. So the mob and the townsfolk, angry at these set of circumstances, did what every mob and does of townsfolk. They grabbed their pitchforks, and they grabbed their torches, and they marched straight to Moll Dyer's house and set it ablaze. Moll, luckily, managed to escape. Where, no one knew. Until 3 days later, when a young boy was playing near the ravine and found Moll frozen to a rock at the edge of the ravine. Her right hand pressed towards the rock, her left hand pressed towards the sky as if giving a curse upon all the town that drove her out. Now, it is more than likely that due to the severe weather conditions at that time, Moll unfortunately passed of hypothermia. But this legend survived, and actually, when the townsfolk removed Moll's body from the rock, it said that the imprint of her right hand remained on the rock as an eternal reminder of what the mob had done. It was also said that the land near Moll Dyer's farm refused to grow anything for decades, even into today. And I wish I could say that's the end of the story. But things actually get interesting from here. You see, in 1972, there was a newspaperman who, by the name of Philip Love, who learned about the legend of Moll Dyer and found it absolutely fascinating. So he went investigating. And in 1972, a rock by the edge of the ravine on Moll Dyer Road had what seemed to be an imprint of a right hand. And so the rock was moved first to the old jail and now to its current home at Tudor Hall in St. Mary's County. Philip Love actually went to attempt to learn more about Moll and who she was. It is said that Moll didn't really have any hard historical record. Most of the records from that period are incomplete, and the original courthouse for the county had burnt down in 1831, so most documents were not available. In addition, ships did not maintain passenger lists, but it was believed that Moll Dyer could have gone by the name of Mary Dyer, Mark Dyer, Meligo Dyers. It was believed that she was an indentured servant from either Ireland or Scotland, or maybe she was from England, and maybe she wasn't a servant. Who knows? The fact of the matter is that you can actually go to Maryland. You can go to the town hall and you can read for the legend of Moll Dyer yourself and see the rock where she froze in her final moments. I hope you all have a beautiful day and I will be back next week. I look forward to seeing you then. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Brewha. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.